we ventured from Sarach and Meribis into the issue of Sa'ab slightly, comes up in the Gemara on Daf Samach Beis, comes up in the Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel. So we're going to touch on it here, even though the truth is, the main discussion is actually Daf Ayin Hey. That's really the main source. But you can't really go into Ribbis without discussing Sa'ab Bisa'ab. So the core case comes from a Mishnah, which I brought you in the discussion on, in Source Aleph. Mishnah is Perakei Mishnah Tes in Bava Mitzia. Lo yomar adam l'chavero haveni kurchitin v'ani yeten l'chalagoren. One should not say to somebody else, lend me a value measure of wheat, and I'll pay you back at the time of the granary. I'm going to give you at the time of the granary. Aval omar lo haveni at shavo bini. But you could say, lend me the wheat and I'll give it to you as soon as my son shows up. You know, he's the one who has access to the wheat. Oh, aj emtza mafteach, or until I find the keys. That's fine, because he has the wheat, and therefore it's okay. What's the issue? Why should I not say, lend me wheat and I'll give you back wheat later on? Because it could appreciate, it could go up in value. This is what we call lending sa'ah for a sa'ah. Sa'ah being a value measure, lending you a sa'ah of grain and getting back from you a sa'ah later on. And the problem is that by stipulating, or I shouldn't use the word stipulating because that's already a bias, because the expectation is that you're going to give me back a sa'ah later on, even if it appreciates, there could be ribis as a result. V'Hillel Oser, and Hillel says, even if you have wheat with you right now, this idea of until my son shows up, which apparently is more lenient for reasons we have to discuss, Hillel says it's still Oser. V'chein haya Hillel Omer, lo salve isha kikar l'chaverta ad shetaseh adamim. And Hillel also said, a woman may not lend a loaf of bread to somebody else unless she says, this is a dollar's worth of bread, and you'll pay me back a dollar's worth of bread. Shema yukuchitin v'nimtza baos lidei ribis. Because otherwise the wheat could go up in value, and therefore she's going to give you back a loaf of bread that's worth more. So on this in the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, yesh lo sa'ah, lo vasa'ah. Sasayim lo vasasayim, Rav Huna says, based on this idea which is already seen in the Mishnah of lend me until my son shows up, he says, in the event that you have a sa'ah in your possession, you're allowed to borrow a sa'ah. Sasayim, if you have sasayim, if you have two sa'ah, you can borrow two sa'ah. You have to have the amount that you're going to need to pay back. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, afilu yesh lo sa'ah, lo va'ala kama kurin. Rabbi Yitzchak says, no. If you have a sa'ah, you can borrow as much as you want. You're borrowing against that one sa'ah. Tani Rabbi Chia l'siyu el Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Chia taught something to support Rabbi Yitzchak, and it's coming from what I put in the brackets there. It's related to a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, harei chitecha asuyos alai b'shloshim. Varelacha etzli baheni yayin. Guy says, your wheat is worth $30 to me. I owe you $30 worth of wine. But he doesn't actually have wine. So regarding that discussion, we learned, tipas yayin ainlo, tipas shemen ainlo. This is no good because he doesn't have a drop of wine. He doesn't have a drop of oil if it's oil as opposed to wine. But the implication of that is, hayeshlo, if he actually did have a drop, he could borrow as much as he wants against that. So this supports the idea that you don't need to have as much as you're going to borrow. Yeah.
What if I borrow your jacket? Okay.
Yeah. That's different. That's not a halva, that's a she'ela. It's a very important distinction to make. Remember the rule, milva lahotzah nitna? Loans are meant to be spent.
Right.
All of this discussion is only relevant with a loan in which you're meant to spend whatever it is that you're borrowing and then to refund the lender. If it's a physical object that is not to be destroyed, exchanged, whatever, then these rules are all off. So the idea here is, according to the Chachamim against Hillel, I am allowed to borrow a sa'ah to pay you back a sa'ah, if I actually have, according to Rav Huna, a sa'ah in hand, or according to Rabbi Yitzchak, even if I have anything in hand. V'Hillel Oser. Hillel says no. Am Rav Nachman, Am Rav Shmuel, Halacha Kedivri. Hillel, Rav Nachman says, Shmuel says we follow Hillel. V'les Hachasak Vaseh. But guess what? We don't follow Rav Nachman, we don't follow Shmuel, we don't follow Hillel. None of the above. V'chein haya Hillel Omer lo silva isha lo salva isha, and also the business about lending a loaf. Amar of Yudam or Shmuel zo divrei Hillel. Sure, Hillel said you may not lend out the bread unless you say I'm lending out $10 worth of bread. Aber Chachamim omrim, lovim stam uporim stam. The Chachamim say, no, you're allowed to lend bread and pay back bread, and we're good with that. Adam, and then Alicia.
Oh, Alicia. Why should there be a difference between grain and objects? Why would you separate from metaltelin in general?
Why do we assume that we are?
Well, if the Rabbanan say that it's fine by bread, but not fine by
good. So what we have
grain,
to ask is
like you are.
Right. So what we have to ask is why did we make a distinction between the sa'ah of grain and the loaf of bread?
Exactly.
So that's where we're going. Although we're not going to get to it this week, but that's absolutely part of the conversation. The all we're doing in the next 5 minutes is just going to be groundwork. So what we're saying is you're not supposed to lend sa'ah bisa'ah or borrow sa'ah bisa'ah. This is understood to be a case of avak ribis. The as seen in the Gemara in Samach Beis Amud Aleph, which I brought you in source Beis regarding Rav Safra. Amar Rav Safra, Kol she'ilu b'dinei and motzien milova lamalve b'dinei nu machzir mimava lalove. If a ribis is katsutz, is fixed to such an extent that if this deal, this business deal, were to come up in a secular court, they would say that we would force the borrower to pay the lender. That's ribis katsutza. And therefore, in our based, and if that was paid, we would force the lender to pay it back, to refund it. Whereas if it's not fixed enough such that their courts would require the payment, then it's not fixed enough for us to require refunding it. So Amalei Abaye l'Rabbi Yosef, Abaye asks Rabbi Yosef, Uklalahu, is that a true rule? Very sa'ah b'sa'ah. What about the case of sa'ah b'sa'ah? De b'dineya motzien milov alamalveh. If that came up in a secular court, they would say, pay up. U'b'dineinu ein machzirin mimav alalove. But in our courts, we do not say that that has to be refunded. What emerges from that citation of sa'ah b'sa'ah is that we view sa'ah b'sa'ah as avak ribis, as ribis dirabanan, not ribis kitzutza. Now, and that tends to be the way we look at it, that it's avak ribis. I did see one piece in this article that I mentioned to you, this Beis Yitzchak article from Beis Yitzchak Samach Gimel, where he...
Samach Gimel.
Is that wrong? So then maybe I went 36. I don't know. It was Tavshin Ayin Aleph, that I could tell you. 5771. My numbering beyond that is wrong. Okay, but the point is that in this article, the writer claims that the Ritva sees sa'ah b'sa'ah as de'oraisa. So I looked up the Ritva, and I don't think that's what the Ritva says at all. What I did see was a Divrei Sofrim who uses this in a way with this Ritva that leads us to an interesting conclusion. But no, the Ritva doesn't believe that it's de'oraisa any more than anybody else does. What happens is this: look at the language of the Gemara in Source Gimel. I'm just going to cherry pick one line because of time. The line that's in bold. Usur lilvos dinar bidinar. So this statement, you're not allowed to lilvos dinar bidinar, suggest, and this is the language of the Shulchan Aruch also, suggests that the isur is not only on the borrower, on the lender, it's also on the borrower. Usur lilvos, not lahalvos, suggests that the isur is on the borrower too. The Ritva was intrigued by that idea. And the reason he's intrigued, and that's what I brought you in Source Dalid, is because he says Morenu. When he says Morenu, he's either saying the Rashba or the Ra'ah. But I don't know who Morenu is in this particular. You think it's the Ra'ah?
The Ritva is the Ra'ah usually.
So the... could be. He quotes Morenu to say that with avak ribis, when you're dealing with avak ribis, only the lender is liable. The borrower is not liable. Look at the last line in Source Dalet, jumping to that. Umikanaya nirali kushya, almashaya omer Morenu, de bishum avak ribis, leka isura ela galbe malve. That when you're dealing with avak ribis, the isur is only on the lender. Right? He says, that's a challenge now. You follow? Again, we're rushing because it's at the end, but I want to make sure to get this point in. The Ritva says, how is it that the borrower could be liable if it's avak ribis? Didn't Morenu teach that if it's avak ribis, the issur is only on the lender? So he ends up with an answer because he rereads the case in the Gemara Bava Metzia to say the isser is not lilvos, the isser is to pay off the debt. And we're going to come back to that. Is the isser of sa'ah b'sa'ah for me to lend you a roll, knowing you're going to want to pay me back a roll? Or is the isser, if rolls go up in value, then you're not allowed to give me back a roll? But there was nothing wrong with the original loan in the first place. At what point do you violate with sa'ah b'sa'ah? Nafka mina being, what if rolls don't go up in value? I lent you a roll. You paid me back a roll. Anything wrong? So that will be the question. We're gonna have to come back to this Ritva as part of this this conversation, clearly, after Pesach. Yeah.
That means I'm in the business, right? I'm
ostensibly. Or I'm a buyer and I'm planning on giving you
whatever
with that.
It is,
whatever.
I'm not borrowing this to eat.
Just not necessarily.
I have it is monetized because normally if I borrow something, forget about the Hoytzah thing for now. I know you said it before. But when I borrow something, I'm borrowing it not for necessarily for business purpose. But the saw example.
If I want dinner.
Why is it basically what they do is they monetize the deal, right? They're saying that you don't look at the object, but look at value, right? Okay. And it would seem the first example they use is someone who's in that business. And maybe that's a crucial part of this. If you're not in the business, then maybe we don't monetize it.
So I'll tell you that will become relevant when we deal with the heterim of sa'ah b'sa'ah, including the question of why the role is viewed as being different from the chitin. So you have to hold the question until after Pesach, unfortunately. But
will it become common?
Yeah, but this, you're right. This is part of the discussion that we need to have. Thank you very much. Chag Kosher v'Sameach, and have a good Shabbos, or reverse order.